This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under-the-radar statewide story that affects you. And this past week, I was at a very interesting and very jam-packed press conference with Attorney General Dana Nessel.
Well, welcome, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for coming today. And this is my first last press conference of my term. So thanks for being here. So we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. And I think some nervous laughter there from reporters. Like, are you really?
Last one? It was a hesitant chuckle from me because this was the first time that really Attorney General Nessel has had a major press conference since she took office in January. And this was a big one. She debriefed reporters on arguably three of the largest cases to come out of Michigan in the last few years. She talked about the Flint water crisis, the investigation into Michigan State University and its handling of the former sports doctor, Larry Nassar, who's been convicted of sexually assaulting his patients. And she debriefed reporters on a more recent investigation into the seven dioceses of the Catholic Church in Michigan for potential priest abuse. These are all huge cases, and all of them which were started actually by her predecessor, Attorney General Bill Schuette. And it was really interesting to see that when it comes to these cases, for the most part, she's kind of staying the same course as former Attorney General Schuette. We didn't hear her saying anything as far as, you know what, I'm throwing this out, I'm going to start over, I'm going to make these investigations 100% my own. Instead, what she's doing is she's really kind of keeping the work that has been done by Schuette's administration.
And contrast that with some other things we've been hearing about from Dana Nessel, who is a progressive Democrat, about how she is reversing course from the work of her predecessor, Bill Schuette, a conservative Republican, on things that are a little more politically divisive and how you're representing the state in bigger national cases when it comes to LGBTQ rights, when it comes to things like the environment. There, she is reversing course, whereas here, she's staying the course in many ways, and I think that that shows an interesting contrast between two functions of this office that probably the most weighty thing that the AG's office is doing is these really important investigations into things like Flint, Larry Nassar, so forth, but also the way that it represents the state on, in these cases, politically divisive and national issues. So I think it's an interesting contrast between those two functions.
Absolutely. And this is something that will be really fascinating to watch as Attorney General Dana Nessel continues in this office and really makes it her own in a lot of ways. I think what we've been seeing with these lawsuits that she's been getting into and pulling out of is her kind of trying to reshape the office. But I think now what we're seeing is that there are some things that she's just going to kind of have to, because of the years of work that have already been put into it and all of the resources that have already gone into it, she's going to have to work with what she has. And it's going to be something to watch whether or not she makes any, down the road, any significant changes to these three major investigations and what she ends up getting out of those investigations.
And let's also hope, Shana, going forward, that there will be more press conferences.
Indeed.